Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm just trying to give a few people a few moments to chime in. I got a couple people that's going to be my humble sidekicks for today. But welcome and good evening, everyone. Today is September the 7th, 2019. Today's topic is hurt, bitter, and bruised, but in a relationship. I am your host Queen Enigmatic. I am your host, Queen Enigmatic. This is Enigmatic Wave Radio. I've been off air for a while. I had a few events for the month of August. So I'm just trying to kind of get caught up. I had a couple of people kind of reach out to me and say, hey, Queen, what's going on with radio? So I decided to come on. Show topics going. So, again, I'm just trying to wait for a couple of people to chime in. I wanted to get a couple of disclaimers out there as well. First, if you're going to speak, let's try to make sure we're in a quiet background, quiet area, so we can hear each other. Sometimes I know you guys be, you know, driving home or out and about and trying to participate in a dialogue, which is great, and I greatly appreciate that. But sometimes we can't hear each other. So if you're able to kind of minimize your background noise, that would be great. I'm not sure who I have on right now, but I do see one person. I see a couple 216s, but I do see one that's all ones. I'm not sure who that is, but whenever you get a chance, if you want to have something to say during the show, let me know. Other than that, I greatly appreciate everyone that's taking the time off for today to chime in for the great conversation we're going to have. This topic was, of course, brought to me by one of our listeners, and I figured it would be a great topic for all of us to kind of speak about. I want to also, even though this show is a relationship-based, the platform is about relationships. Again, I'm not a doctor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, so everything you hear is not based on anything you hear as far as, like, don't take it as serious advice. You know, well, I would say this. Definitely listen to us because it's good advice, but we're not professionals for the most part. So, again, I'm still waiting for a few people to chime in. And while I do that, I'm going to reach out to a few people while we wait. And play a tune or two. Hold on a second.
What are you running for?
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, I'm just trying to give a couple people, a couple minutes or two to log on and chime into the conversation, and they haven't done that yet. So I'm going to, it's always easier to have a dialogue with someone because a dialogue is with two people. So as of right now, I have a couple people logged in, but I don't see the people that I'm actually waiting for. So anyway, again, the topic is hurt, bitter, and bruised, but in a relationship. And primarily when the person and I were speaking about this topic, we were primarily talking about, in a relationship or, being in a previous relationship, but it can be like hurt, bitter, and bruised from childhood, or it don't necessarily have to be in a man-woman relationship. It can be like in a parent-child relationship. So it's not really, I'm not really honing in on a relationship platform per se. Though a couple people, if they do chime in, hint, hint, they may come from a relationship standpoint. Me personally, I can come from a relationship standpoint, and I can also come from, a man-woman relationship standpoint, and I can come from a child standpoint too. So we all have our own thoughts on dealing with a relationship being hurt, bitter, or bruised, or being hurt, being bitter, or being bruised, or all of it at one time. I was actually speaking to someone about this, and what I like to do sometimes when I put the topic out, I might get some conversations about it, which be so good. And I always tell the people, like, no, wait, let's wait for the show, let's wait for the show. But they always want to talk about it then. But I did have some good feedback about this show, because you can't compare what it is being hurt, what it means to be bitter, and what it is to be bruised. You know, it, in a sense, it can't all be the same, but primarily, once you think about it, it can actually be different. And especially coming from a man's standpoint or a female standpoint. I was actually speaking to someone, and they were saying how, I always say that a man treats or handle being hurt different than a woman do. I still stand by that. I still say a woman can definitely handle being hurt way better than a man. Some might dispute that, but it is a known fact that they do. And I actually was telling a man that, and what he said in response was, like, men, how they handle being hurt is they cheat. They just basically, that's how they respond. They just cheat. What better way is it just deal with somebody else? Well, I wouldn't even necessarily say cheat. You know what I'm saying? They just go deal with somebody else. That's how they deal with their hurt. Opposed to a female, they always find, his words was, I can't even think what his words was right now, but they were awesome. But in pretty much what he was saying is that a woman finds someone that can, that pretty much understands what she's going through. You know what I'm saying? Me, I just think women are stronger. Mentally and emotionally, and when I say spiritually, I'm not talking about religious, or from a religious sense, I'm talking about more so like in the soul, so they're able to deal with their hurt, their bitterness, and their being bruised in a relationship. Is it healthy to go into a relationship while you have all these dynamics going on, negative dynamics going on? Absolutely not. But being in relationships, most times you're going to definitely spill that over into another relationship. Because like I said, like with men, how they deal with hurt, it just happens to another relationship. Women do it too, but not as much as men. And again, this is just my opinion. I'm not really saying like this is a known fact or anything, but this is just how it is, you know. Well, I won't say this is a known fact. Many people may not agree with it, but this is just how I experienced it, and this is how I firsthand seen it, you know. The reason why I agreed to do this topic is because I agree that most people dealing with relationships and unhealthy relationships have these hurts, this bitterness, and this bruise. This bruisedness going on that hinders them from moving on or growing in their relationship that they currently have. And then vice versa. Like, I've never really, when I was thinking about this topic, I was trying to think about the dynamics parts of what I can speak on and the questions I can ask. And I wasn't expecting to have this full-blown conversation for 21 minutes by myself, minus the two songs I played. But anyway, I wasn't expecting to, like, think about it outside of me. You know what I'm saying? Most times when I think about topics, I always kind of try to apply them to me. Yes, I love the men view and what they think. Yes, I love the women view as well. You know what I'm saying? I always have my sister come on. She always give me her strong opinion because she's very logical. So she'll definitely give it to me how she sees it. But when it comes to the men, and I guess by me being a female and trying to understand men and relationships, their thoughts and ideologies is always interesting to me. You know, so a couple of guys I kind of asked, you know, their thoughts on this whole topic. And I got some pretty interesting responses. You know, and I was very much so looking forward to them sharing those responses to me. I actually have someone that should be calling in maybe 30 minutes or so that's actually incarcerated. So I'm going to get his feedback. And it looks like it's probably just going to be him and I kind of dialoguing today because I don't have anyone that's going to dialogue with me today, which is the first. Because I'm like, normally when I come on, I can easily like, boom, I got some people that's ready to talk. But today I don't have anybody that's ready to talk. So I guess folks are just ready to listen. But again, I wasn't prepared to speak about this topic by myself. It's always great to dialogue. And that's the whole purpose of this platform, is to kind of like get other people's opinion. I can talk all day long on what I think, but this is not what this channel is about. This station is about. This station is about sharing others' opinions, other thoughts, others' ideologies, and you know what I'm saying, the things that they, how they feel about things. Again, the time is like 7:23. I'm not sure where everyone is, so I'm going to take another break. I don't want to end the show, because like I say, I do have someone that's going to call me, and I don't want him to call in and miss the show. So, one second.
Out my mind, out of space, that's where I've been going. but I'm not alone. You said take my hand and we go, and we go, and we go, and we go, and I hope that we don't overload, cause we don't. Now my thoughts so cloudy and my heart so crowded with hate. I am so frustrated, like myself been taken away. Broken promise of everything that I thought you were. Thought you said this would never hurt. That's what it did, that is all. I do not feel the fear of
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Real quick, the number is, if you are listening online, or you just so happen to be listening online, the number is 323-870-4038. The number is 323-870-4038 if you wanted to call in. If you are on right now and you wanted to say something, I'm not sure if you wanted to just add on, just hit your number one on your keypad on your phone, hit your number one on your keypad on your phone, and I'll know that you want to speak, and I will bring you in. I never will just bring you in because I'm not sure if you have something to say or not, but if you ever have something to say, just hit your number one, I'll see your number, and I'll bring you in, and you can just, you know, whatever you want to do, say something to me, say something to someone else, or, you know, someone else is on the show. Once they get to speaking, or you can just, I don't know, whatever you want to talk about. So, again, today's topic is hurt, bitter, and bruised, but in a relationship. And, again, this topic was brought to me, and it's like nothing that I'm going through or anything like that. Sometimes people give me topics. They be good topics because they can't resonate with me or something like that. So it's like, hey, okay, I can use that topic. And it just so happened this topic is a topic that I can actually relate to and I can actually speak about. But, again, I don't know where my co-host at. I actually had, and ironically enough, I always have backups. I always have backups because I never know what may happen. Something happen, people can't show up. And this is one day where all three of my co-hosts didn't show up. But I'm going to let it do what it do. I'm going to try to hang out here until my one guest host calls. And then we can try to dialogue. And then once him and I speak or whatever, if no one else chimes in, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. All right. So, again, the number is 323-870-4038. The number is 323-870-4308. My name is Queen Enigmatic. This is Enigmatic Wave Radio. This is a relationship-based platform. We do talk about other things, however, but my platform is relationship. I don't censor anyone. At one point when I used to do radio before, I used to censor. Like, I didn't want to talk about politics because I have no interest in politics. I didn't want to talk about religion because I didn't have any interest in that either. But even with that being said, it's like those relationships can be very passionate. Like, people are very strong on their politics, and they're very strong on their religion, and they're extra strong on their sexual orientation. So those were things that I said I would never speak about or have topics about. But what I don't want to do is censor anybody. So if you have a good topic, you can always email enigmaticwaveradio@gmail.com. That is enigmatic. If you don't know how to spell enigmatic, check out the blog Talk Radio at Enigmatic, or check out the post if you saw the post on Facebook or Instagram. But it is E-N-I-G-M-A-T-I-C, Enigmatic. EnigmaticWaveRadio@gmail.com. I am also on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. You can also follow me on social media. My history, just a little bit of background about who I am. If you're on air, you 9 times out of 10 may personally know me. I actually, on my last show, I had a couple people who did know me, which is awesome. I like to kind of introduce who I am and get to know people who I've never met before. So that was pretty awesome to kind of have people on the air who I've never met. Oh, my goodness, that was amazing. But, yeah, I've been doing this, actually. I started back this year, but I used to do radio with a young lady down in, I can't remember if she was down in North Carolina or South Carolina. I just, for the life of me, I cannot remember where she's from. But she had a radio station, and it was introduced to me by another lady, another female that I knew. I want to call her a young lady because I think we were about the same age, but she was a female that I knew. And her platform was prison relationships or anything prison. It was prison relationships, prison related, everything prison. And I used to come on her show as a guest, and I used to like it. It was pretty cool. Like, we used to have guys that was incarcerated come on the show, and those used to be the best shows, actually. And I don't think them guys ever missed a show. But those used to be the best shows. And the topics used to be awesome. You know, they was prison-related. Some of them was like, okay, we talked about that show already, but it was good just to get different feedbacks and interests and thoughts from different people and whatnot. But, she eventually say, hey, Queen, you want to co-host with me? That's how I got started. I used to co-host with her. And then once I started co-hosting with her, it was just like, hey, Queen, I don't want to do radio anymore. Do you want to take over my show? I mean, for sure. I had no knowledge of, I guess it's nothing to do, really. You just chop it up on the radio, just like you would chop it up with your friend or something like that. So it was just like, all right. But see, before she eventually, okay, here you go, just take my radio show. I don't need a break, or I don't want to do it anymore. She and I will alternate radio. And what we would do was, like, 1 week she would do radio, and it would be her topic, and I would co-host for her. And then 1 week it would be me. I would do radio, and then I would co-host. She would co-host for me. My topics was always relationship based. It had to do something with relationships. I was just so interested in that. I never took psychology. Yes, I did. I did take psychology in school a couple times. I took psychology in college a few times, actually. It was my interest at one point, but I never wanted to be a relationship therapist or a marriage therapist or anything like that. I just was always interested in how a person felt or thought about how a relationship should go, or what their thoughts was on how it should go and how their relationships, you know, went or whatever. So that's how I got started with radio. And so we was doing it for a while. She would do her show, I would do my show. She would do her show, I would do my show. So eventually she wasn't doing radio. And then I was just doing my shows. But then she came out of retirement, came back on the show, and then I eventually stopped doing radio altogether. So then the beginning of this year, I want to say it was the beginning of this year. I think it was the beginning of this year. Yeah, last year I said, I want to start radio, but I'm going to start fresh in January, and then I'm just going to just go the whole year, and I'm going to try to do every weekend, or at least every other weekend. Every other weekend I said I was going to try to do. I did my first show the first Saturday in January this year, and it was just like a free-for-all, and people can chime in and talk about everything. Now, that show was off the chain, and I actually, because before, I never listened to my radio shows. I used to just do the shows, and they would just be on the queue, you know, queued up on in the cloud on the website, and I never would go back and listen to them. And one day I went back to listen to all my old shows. I did all my old shows, because when I separated with her, I actually saved all my shows that I did. And I was listening to some of those shows. And then I said, well, let me see what this first show this year I did. I went back and listened to that show. I have no idea why I did not end that show. I think because I wanted everybody to be able to have the opportunity to voice their opinion and voice their strong thoughts and whatnot. And this show was extremely passionate about everything I talk about. It was about that I said I didn't want to talk about. And even back then, in January, I used to say how I didn't want to talk about politics and religion and things like that. And that show, ironically enough, I don't even know how it got started. I'm thinking back now, like, how did that show even get started on people speaking about their strong views and things like that? But anyway, that's how I got here. So I stopped for a while. I didn't do radio for a long, long while. And then I said, because I actually like doing radio. I like to speak to people and talk to people and get their views and their thoughts about some very good topics. So maybe a couple months ago, I said, I'm going to start radio back. And that's how I got here. So I tried to stay consistent. And I think that was back in July. I said I was going to stay consistent. But the month of August, I had a few events that I do yearly come up. So I really couldn't dedicate the time. So here I am, it's September 2019, and I'm trying to get consistent. And this is literally the first show that I've ever done where I have not got any feedback. Like, no one has actually participated with me. So I guess people really wasn't on it today. So I'm not going to trip about it. It's cool. I'm just going to try to hang out here a little while longer. Actually, he may be calling in a few minutes. So once he calls, I'll just dialogue with him. And then I guess go from there. I don't know. I am going to play one more song until he calls. I got some songs on here. I got a lot of cussing. I don't think I want to kind of expose y'all to that today, so. I like this song right here. All right, so let's hear a little song. And then when he comes on, I'm going to chop it up with him. And then that'll be it.
Well, for real. Hey, babe. Talking about my girl. You gotta talk about your nigga. I don't hear that shit.
Hello?
Just keep
running
my back.
Hello?
Say my drink. What the fuck is... Oh, hell no.
Hello?
Trey.
Up the phone in my head, I know I'm wrong. back and forth. Cause I know that I've been caught trying to think of the perfect words so I can come to her and fly right to her face. I don't know what I'm gonna say, but I know that I'm gonna say whatever it takes. I'ma run to her and fly right to. Never knew I'd call, so if she heard it all, I'm all out of love tonight. I could say it was a joke, but who am I kidding? She ain't slow. Only way to make it right is if I come to her.
Okay. I don't think I want to play any more songs. So that's the most I ever played a song. I play one song and then maybe I play one song in the beginning and one song at the end. But I actually talked a lot that last call. I want my people to call real quick so I can go ahead and end this show. If you just so happen to be listening, the number is 323-870-4038. The number is 323-870-4038. And if you have something to say, if you're logged on already, I'd like you just logged on currently. But if you have something to say, you want to speak to me, hey, let's pop it up. You don't have to necessarily hit your number one on your phone. I'll bring you in. I just don't want to bring you in. I think that's kind of rude. That's just like me calling you and just clicking you in to speak to somebody you don't want to speak to. I'll never do that. But hey, let's chop it up. Just hit your number one so I can bring you in the queue. Other than that, I guess I will try to drag out these next few minutes until I can get someone to call in so we can try to dialogue about this topic. I had a couple people to call in for. I don't know what today is. Maybe I wouldn't even say it's a nice day outside. Everybody is out there having a good time in the park. But it is a Saturday. Maybe that's what it is. But I like my Saturdays. My Saturdays is for the shows is because it's just that. My Sundays I use for working, and then every other day during the week I use for working. So I actually, if I knew it was going to be just me today, I would have just rescheduled it. But and something just told me to reschedule. But it's okay. You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to stick to it because I know it's not going to always be good. My last show was actually amazing. If you get a chance, go back and check out my last show. It is uploaded on the website. Check it out on the Enigmatic Wave Radio and Block Talk Radio. And then the show before that was okay. But this show, like, you don't get them all, you know? So that's what I'm definitely not going to give up. I might. I won't say that because right now I want to stay with every 2 weeks until I get a better pool of topics. I would say that because sometimes that be my issue too because I don't always have the best topics because some of my topics people kind of get to me, but my topics is like, nah, I don't want to talk about that. But once I get a better show support, then I'll probably give it more. But right now, I'll keep it at every 2 weeks just to keep the consistency going. So the next show will be 2 weeks from today. I'll definitely keep that topic. I'm not sure what it'll be. I might make it a little bit off of what relationships are. So I'm not sure. I might try something different. Change is always good. Change it up a little bit. That might work. I'm not sure. But we'll try something else. In the meantime, between time, again, if you don't know by now, you ought to, because I've only said it like 3-4 times. This is Enigmatic Wave Radio with the Queen. Today is September 7, 2019. I had a couple guys that come on today. I wanted them to kind of promote their businesses, and they didn't do that. So I guess they wasn't interested in that. It's nothing like free promo. I was actually offering free promo today. It sounds like I'm venting, but I'm actually just chopping it up with y'all. So it's not that I'm venting. But again, if you want to chop it up with me, hit your number one, and I will bring you in. I'm going to try to hang on a second. Okay, I'm back, you guys. I told you guys I was waiting on my people to call, so he is here. And I wanted him to kind of introduce himself real quick. So once we're done, like I just told you, if you want to call back, you can, and we can finish the show. But if you want to just end the show now, because I have a couple people on, but I'm talking to you, Greg, They're not dialoguing with me. They're just too much listening today. So, which is cool. I pretty much been talking to myself all season long, waiting for you to call.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I hate those.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Yeah, so that sucks. So it's cool. But the topic today is hurt, bitter, and wounded, but in a relationship. And I pretty much gave my thoughts on it, by myself.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know, what was your thoughts on it? I can kind of, like, give you my feedback after you give me yours based off of what you say, or we could just go back and forth until the end of your call, and then we could just go from there. Okay.
Okay,
so you can introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. My name is Gregory Jones, and I'm calling from the Correctional Institution, Richmond. And
and thank you for your time. Appreciate you calling me in.
Ain't no problem. You know, I'm glad to be able to do this. You know?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you said the topic is what?
The topic is hurt, bitter, and bruised. No, yeah, the topic is hurt, bitter, and bruised, but in a relationship. So basically, what's your thoughts? Now, what I told them was, like, it doesn't have to necessarily come from a relationship standpoint. It could come from something else, like the childhood, but it's basically in a relationship, you're having these feelings. So basically, or these emotions, or you're living off these dynamics. So basically, what's your thoughts?
That's kind of serious.
I know, right?
I think you would have to mate well, marry well, for one. And then if you're in a relationship with someone that's going through an issue, the stronger person gonna need a therapeutic chair in the house, in the front yard, in the backyard, one in the car, because it's liable to be a situation that at any given time, I think.
Oh.
So the chairs represent, you know, the love and patience coming from the stronger one. You know, and if you really love somebody, you gonna do what needs to be done to get them, you know what I'm saying, on track. Now, I think I heard the saying one time, like, they might be damaged goods and you should just move on, especially if they're up in age. But if you really love someone, you gonna have the patience to help them work through it, I think. You know. But then I also think of this other saying where they be like, self-preservation is, you know, the first law. So I don't agree with the law sometimes. You know.
So you think that if you're in a relationship with a person that's hurt, bitter, or abused, that if a person is strong enough to help them,
I say really in love, really truly love that person.
They would be able to heal that person.
Yeah, they would have to take a lot of patience and, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of hope. But my concern would be, can that person still function? You know, and if so, then, you know, the stronger one would have needed to establish some short-term goals, you know, to help that person meet them goals every day. And then, you know, with the love and the hope, I think them two could really, you know, go up, you know, especially when it's real true love. That's my opinion, I think.
Okay.
You know?
So even with the love. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to throw different scenarios out there, right?
Okay.
So you have this individual that's been hurt so many times, male or female. I'm not a female, but it can be a male, right? I'm not necessarily saying it's a female. It can be a male. They've been hurt so many times, right? They've been hurt to the point. Beyond.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
They've been hurt beyond repair. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's no hope for them. And they've basically been literally, and I'm going to use you for an example. And the only reason why I'm using you is because you gave me some good feedback and you gave me some good scenarios. Okay, so just say you have this female. Has been hurt by many people, right? And she jumped from relationship to relationship, and she ended up with you, right? And you're saying if you love a person enough, you're able to fix them, right? That's what you're saying, right?
I say not fix them, but work towards helping them, you know what I'm saying, help y'all have a better relationship and, you know, grow together.
Okay.
You know, to help that person get past them, whatever, them issues.
Okay, so what if you're in a relationship with this person that's been through all this stuff in their life, and they get to you, right, and you want to help them, but you can't help them? What do you do? Do you just give up?
It depends on how much you got invested in that person.
Yep.
And you can't help who your heart loves. You know what I'm saying? So if you really truly love that person and you see growth, you just can't give up on it. That ain't something like you could just get rid of. That, you know, if it is, you a cold person, I think, personally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, I mean, if you give it to that person so much to where you're taking away from yourself and you're starting to go downhill, then, hey, you got to go ahead and jump ship, because, you know, you got to take care of yourself before you be able to take care of anybody else. But if you could take care of that yourself and help that person and you see some growing coming from that person and you see hope, then it's real true love, then I feel like you should just, you know, see the results.
So you saying? Go ahead.
I think you know, you have to balance it out with a lot of prayer too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's gonna be a bunch of please, Lord. You know what I'm saying? But if it's from the heart, you know what I'm saying? You gonna win. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna come back.
I don't know, because I just experienced not only have I experienced, I've actually witnessed people like stay in these relationships where there was no hope. You know what I'm saying? They stuck it out because, yeah, it's love there, but I'm sorry. You know, I be multitasking. Hold on. There's no love there, but it's like waste of time. Do you think it's a waste of time? You just stuck it out with this person all this time, willing that things would change because you're dealing with this damaged person, but nothing ever changes. You feel what I'm saying? Like, some people really need serious help.
Do I think it's a waste of time?
Listen, because when a person is hurt, bitter, or bruised, or all of it, sometimes they need help outside of love. Yeah, they might need to feel that love, but depending on the dynamic of how they've been hurt, they might need that help outside of what you can give them. How do you handle that? Like, you got this person that's just damaged. Like, you made a statement, like, damaged goods. Some people are damaged goods. How do you handle a person that's, like, damaged goods?
Well, then you might have to, you know what I'm saying, if you really truly love that person, you might have to take that person and go with that person to seek some professional help, I think. I truly think.
What if they don't want the help? What if they don't want the professional help?
If you really care, like I said, if you really care and it's truly from the heart, it's really true love, you really love that person, you want to see well for that person, then you're going to go above and beyond your means. You know what I'm saying, for that person.
Okay, true.
You know, I mean, if the drive and motivation ain't in them, because once you lose your drive and your motivation, I think you're done. You know, but if you see the drive and motivation inside that person,
this call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility, and may be recorded and monitored.
Some flame, and you know, all you need to do is add some wood to it, and the flame and the fire get stronger, then I think you should, you know, go ahead and dive in. I think, you know, but everybody, you know, some people ain't got the, you know, the time or the patience or the love to even, you know, go that route. But, you know, I'm willing to do that.
And that's crazy. I won't say that's crazy. That's interesting that you just said that, because while I was talking to my sister today on the radio show, I was just thinking, like, could I ever really deal with a person or have patience for a person that's been hurt, bitter. I know you mentioned love a lot, and to me, love is doesn't have as much impact on my, how can I put that? I think I'll say that for the show. But I think it has to be something stronger than love for me to actually really stick it out.
What are you talking about? What, like a lot of money that person
no,
got or
something? No, no, like money.
I'm listening. I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm just whatever, what, other than love, what could it be? What's there other than love?
Yeah.
Hello?
Money? Like, what?
No, I didn't mean to say it like that. I mean, you know, what other than love? What would be there? What would be there to make a person say?
I'm trying to think. Definitely nothing monetary. Definitely
well, good sex.
I'm trying to think of what it would be. I'm not big on love. Love has an effect on me, but it's not impactful. There you go. So it has to be something stronger than love for me. You get me now?
What about mind stimulation? Mentally.
Probably,
like, you know,
it's not as strong. Mental stimulation is very strong.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
And I'll actually take mental stimulation opposed to love, for real. Because, again, love is not that impactful to me. You feel what I'm saying? So if I'm dealing with a person that's hurt, bitter, how much will I take from this person to deal with their stuff? I can't help them. Me personally, I can't help a person that's bitter, hurt, abused. Because
Your siblings?
I could not help a person that's hurt, bitter. I couldn't. Me personally, I couldn't.
You have 1 minute remaining.
You know what I'm saying?
So somebody I really love that's really got an impact on my life, I'm going above and beyond the name.
But see, that's the thing. Love isn't impactful. Now, if this person is impactful to me based off of another dynamic, then yeah, maybe so. But I'm not driven by love. I'm not driven by love. You know what I'm saying? But I'm driven by something other than that. I'm driven by something more powerful than that.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in. If you want to call in and dialogue some more, let me know. But if not, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. But if you wanted to chop it up some more, let me know.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with doing it. I'm about to call right back.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you for using GTL.
Hold on 1 second, guys. I'm about to go on a quick break.
Paper tie, not okay, I am out my mind. Okay, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I definitely appreciate Greg calling in and giving me a little support. He said he's going to call back. He actually did just call back. And I was in the middle of a... Hold on 1 second.
My homie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you on the air. Go ahead. Your homie who?
Okay. Yeah, I got somebody who wanna get in on the topic
that's
right here. Is that cool?
That's what's up. That's what's
here.
Up.
Here go my little homie and shit. Here you go.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
How you doing?
Cool. I'm good. Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me your time today and welcome to my show. And if you want to give me your name or where you're calling from, that's cool. If not, that's okay. But the topic for today is hurt, bitter, and bruised, but in a relationship. And what we're just doing is talking about what's your thoughts on that. We do have a couple of people listening in, so they're just pretty much listening to you. So they probably have time in or anything. But just give me your thoughts on that. You can just go ahead and speak your mind right now.
Okay. So,
oh, yeah, my
yeah.
name is Queen, by the way. Sorry. I'm the host of the show. Sorry.
I already know. I'm already familiar with everything. So,
okay.
basically, the topic along the lines of from a relationship standpoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, leading up to why somebody would get to that point or whatever, like, would cause them to become hurt and bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like it's all due to, you know what I'm saying, past experiences or, you know what I'm saying, what you've been through in your past relationships to make you become bitter and hurtful. And I feel like that's going to forever make you an insecure person, and that's going to play a part in a lot of your relationships, you know what I'm saying, going towards the future and to future relationships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where is...
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
I'm really toning in, though, but I want to know, like, you know what I'm saying, what have you heard from bunch of cast of viewers, like, what have they said?
Well, right now, everybody is, right now, it's everybody's pretty much listening today, which is a first. But, hold on one second. I'm sorry. Everybody is pretty much listening today. So I can give you my thoughts if you want to know my thoughts.
Right.
Okay, so that's cool.
Yep.
So when I was telling, you know, on it, speaking about on the air, it's like when you're coming from me, hurt people, especially men and women, okay, this is my thoughts. And please don't feel any type of way. This is just my thoughts. When it comes to being hurt, I think, well, I know men deal with it differently. And it's not to put men down. It's just that women can handle it in a better way opposed to men. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's because of how we handle our emotions or us just being females. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a man is hurt, the first thing he do is bounce. He's done. He don't want to deal with another relationship right away. He don't want to hear about it. He don't want to talk about it. And you know what? I'm not going to say all men. This would be most men. You know, so when it comes to men, they don't know how to, or this is just how they deal with being hurt. You know what I'm saying? And it's not healthy. And that's how they carry it on to these other relationships, opposed to a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because women, hey, let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And another thing about a man and a woman being in a relationship and being hurt in a relationship, a woman can bounce back from it. She can be hurt and just bounce back, like, okay, take that. But a man can't. He just, either he can't or he just don't want to. So he's just going to move on and not deal with it. You know what I'm saying? And again, that's not putting the men down. That's just what it is. And the same thing goes with being bitter. When a man is bitter, everything is cut off. But the difference between a man, well, I won't even say the difference between a man and a woman. When it comes to bitterness, it's pretty much the same when it comes to a man and a woman. Because when bitterness comes in, everything is cut off. That's just the dynamics of being bitter. But when it comes to bruise, a man might be able to bandage his up, but a woman, she definitely can, because that's just her nature. Go ahead.
So basically, for like women deal with it better, and I can kind of say I agree, because for me and from my perspective now, once we feel like we'd have been hurt or, you know what I'm saying, or been, you know what I'm saying, been in a relationship where we wasn't valued or appreciated, now we got the mentality where now we're going to go into every relationship or dealing with every woman, like, okay, now I'm just going to play her for what I can get, or I'm going to cheat, you know what I'm saying, period. I'm not going to get this relationship with chance.
There you go.
And so, but I feel like women, you know what I'm saying, regardless of what y'all have been through, y'all get over it eventually and move on, and then open y'all heart up to another man and give it a try again.
That's because we had that emotional existence, pardon self. That's because we had that emotional existence. Females are like that. Don't get me wrong. There are men out here who carry that as well. There's men out here who have an emotional existence, but it's not their nature. They have it because they was taught by it, because they was raised by a woman. So they have that emotional existence, not by nature.
Okay. So
you see what I'm saying?
Would it be a way to for men to change these type of habits or mentalities? You know what I'm saying? I feel like the only way that would become possible if we actually find a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, who can, you know what I'm saying, we can really trust in and mm-hmm. show that loyalty and
all about
and
that.
Cure us of the insecurity. So,
it's all about that.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
You just said the key word right there, honey, trust. Because, like, so many men out here, it starts young. It starts very young.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying earlier in the show, when I was just kind of like just speaking about a few things, like being hurt, bitter, and bruised is not just as an adult. It can really start as a child, and you bring it up in a relationship. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm only 25 years old, but I'm before my years, and You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking from my experiences and the experiences of, like, you know what I'm saying, other women and men I knew, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely know, like, you know what I'm saying, what could transpire and what could lead to people, you know what I'm saying, being hurt and bitter, especially men.
Yes,
you know?
yes.
It's definitely real, and I'm glad y'all having a discussion on this because, you know, a lot of men don't want to speak on this or not.
No, they don't.
Don't want to show their senses out or want to open up and actually, you know, express their true emotions.
Yes. Yes, and it's so very important. And, you know, not only men, but women too, because it's like if women get hurt too, man, like seriously, and they shut it down. And you know something? And I don't even say this because I know you heard it before. Hurt people. And it's men or women. So with some women out here that became so cold, it's like they become men.
But like I said, that comes from their past experiences and
yes.
what they've been through will push
yes.
them to their point. That's why I understand some women mm-hmm. when they act out or they lash out. You know what I'm saying? It's understood.
Yep. And it's hard for them. It's hard to get them back. Once they become cold, it's hard to get them back. And especially once they become a certain age. Once they get up in age, it's good to catch them young. It's just like that's why you got to teach them while you're young. Like when you get these young girls, these daughters, teach them. Tell them. Don't tell them this old good stuff. Tell them this bad stuff so they'll know when to see it. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember my daddy or my uncle told me that. Or I remember my mom or my auntie told me that. You have to teach these young folks young. Go ahead.
But, you know, a lot of parents, and especially, you know what I'm saying, when black parents are raising their kids, a lot of them don't want to expose them to the negative aspects of life. It's always a positive aspect, like, okay, you're going to grow up, you find a man or find a woman, you get married, live happy
uh-huh.
every effort. But, yeah. you know what I'm saying, I feel like you said, you should start letting them know, like, this is the negative effects of a relationship also. This is what could happen, and this is the way you should respond to it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
So you can, you know what I'm saying, still remain at peace with yourself and happy with yourself regardless of your relationship or not.
Yeah, exactly. And then not stop at a child, you know what I'm saying? Because myself, I have adult children. All my children are grown, you know what I'm saying? And I see them go through things. And I get frustrated because, and I'm going to be honest with them, I get frustrated because it's like, okay, now I know I've told you or I've demonstrated the way to do this. Why are you doing it different? You know what I'm saying? But I have to keep in mind that they're adults and they have to experience things on their own. But as a parent, I still have to say, okay, now look, girl, or look, boy, I know how to told you how to do this. You know what I'm saying? But once they get to a certain age, what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Antonio.
Antonio, once they get to a certain age, you have to let them really go for real. You know, you love them. But you definitely have to let them experience that pain and that hurt. And as much as it kind of drives you crazy because you don't want them to be hurt, that's the only way they're going to experience it. You feel what I'm saying? So it's kind of difficult. It's you want to protect them the rest of your life, but you can't. You know, you can teach them coming up, but once they become adults, like myself. You know, I've learned many, many lessons, and that's why I can honestly speak on it, because I'm still learning it. If I don't learn it, I'm not existing. You feel me? So I still get hurt. Trust me. But I deal with it better. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right. Excuse me. A lot of things just come through experience, but you should prepare them and prep your children for these things. So when these situations arise, they'll be fully prepared mentally and emotionally.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, just from being incarcerated and watching the news and reading the paper and just hearing about other relationships, a lot of people, like you said.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Get to the point where they become hurt and bitter, and now they lashing out and doing real violent things. Like a lot of domestic violence goes on.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of drama, and it's like this stuff could have been prevented if a lot of people would have been raised a certain way.
And it's hard because it's like I try to look back on how and when I kind of went through my experiences, and it's like I didn't have that guidance, I didn't have that support, I didn't have that leadership. And that's so important that you give these young folks. And then, you know, I kind of say let these grown folks be grown folks, but sometimes these grown folks need it too. They need that leadership. They need that guidance. So I think it just comes from just being there for people. You know what I'm saying? Because people really need it. Like,
especially,
you know,
especially the young women, the young ladies, like, you know. Man, I'm glad you're having this discussion. Once again, I say that because, like this topic needs to be spoke upon so people can have a better understanding of what the people feel and what people are going through from a relationship standpoint.
Yeah.
It's definitely nice talking to you.
Absolutely, Antonio. I appreciate you.
And anytime you want me to tune in, I'll definitely be a listener or a speaker.
Okay, I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, Greg said you better call back. I'm going to put him on the phone now.
Okay.
Yeah, I got another homie who want to get in on it too, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm about to call you right back, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for using GTL.
Okay, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Good dialogue. Look at that. Look at that. The homie came through. That's what's good. So, I guess we're going to round it out after all, guys. We got a few more minutes. And I'm going to be wrapping it up in a little while. So, once he calls back with another person that wants to speak, then we can do what it do. Okay? Okay. Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I didn't even merge the call in. I appreciate you giving me your time and your feedback on today's topic. Today's topic is hurt, bitter, and bruised, but in a relationship. And what we basically are talking about, like, it don't necessarily have to come from being an adult, but it can actually stem from being a child and end up in a relationship later in life, but still carrying these dynamics that's, you know, holding us back from a healthy relationship. So just whatever you want to, you know, give me your feedback on is cool. So we have people that's listening in. They may not give your feedback, but I can dialogue with you. So go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, building on that, I do agree with that. Like, certain things that you were exposed to or the dynamic you may have with one of your parents can dictate your future relationships without you even knowing on a psychological level. But as far as me, my opinion on someone that's battered, bruised in a relationship or they've been battered and bruised in the past, I think that person is...
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
The person is damaged. It's up to you whether or not you're willing to take a chance on this person that's damaged or just move on entirely to a whole new person. Because oftentimes when a person is battered and bruised and bitter, they're just not willing to take another chance on that level.
So let me ask you this. Go ahead.
I wouldn't take another chance and open up to that point to where they would be trusted enough to, you know, trust someone and give them their heart.
Absolutely. Now let me ask you this. Now, if you are, because you don't always see the signs when you get in a relationship with a person, because to be honest, totally honest, you really don't know a person until like maybe at least 2 years. That's a good 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really know until you get well got into the relationship. Like, hold on, you see the signs. You feel what I'm saying? So Greg was mentioning earlier, I don't know if you heard it when he was speaking earlier, but he was talking about love being a dynamic that would want him to stay in that relationship or help that person. But I said it's not always about love, because love isn't, this is just me speaking to you, giving you my thoughts. Love isn't impactful to me. You know what I'm saying? But again, this is for you. I'm setting up a scenario for you. Just say you've been in a relationship with this person, and it's been well over a couple years, and you just now seeing the signs. You may have been seeing the signs, but you have been ignoring them because you're trying to build this relationship with this person, or quote unquote, you love this person. What happens then when you're in a relationship with this person and you start to see these signs? How do you handle that? Are you willing to? I know you said a person, you know, once they're damaged, it depends on a person if they want to stick it in. Would you be that person to stick it in, and how would you handle that? Because it's hard to deal with a person that's been hurt. You know what I'm saying?
True, it is. Me personally, in that situation, I would assess the situation, and if it's not healthy to me, it's the opposite, is detrimental to me personally, then I would give up, because I'm a strong believer that the first law of nature is self-preservation.
Mm.
So I also got feelings invested in this, but at the end of the day, I got to worry about myself, because ain't nobody going to worry about me like I would care about me. So if I'm seeing that this relationship is detrimental, it's not going anywhere, it's just like she's damaged beyond repair, then I feel it would be best for me to move on and let that go. I mean,
regardless of how you feel, you'll let it go.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
I mean, yeah, it would be hard because of the feelings, but I have to let my logic override my emotions. And it's like, that's how it's going to end up in the long run anyway. So it's up to me whether or not I want to waste these years, this time, however long it may be, to get to the inevitable point, or save my time, all that time wasted. And just as soon as I realize and I acknowledge the fact that it's not going anywhere, I cut the ties.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, a person like that, especially up in age, especially like mid 40s, late 40s, a person that's been battered and bruised and just has a cycle of unhealthy relationships and not working out, then at that point, that person I wouldn't be willing to try with. And my suggestion to that person who's dealing with that is like, figure out what's going on, because it has to be you, the common denominator in each of these relationships.
Interesting. I also mentioned myself. I mentioned on the call earlier, I think that was with the other guy I was talking to, Antonio. I was telling him that there is a difference between how a man and a woman deal with hurt. Do you agree with that? And then, like, what do you see the difference as being? And I'll tell you what my difference is.
Okay. Is there a difference in the way men and women
deal with hurt?
I would say so, because I feel as though it's going to take more for a man to build up trust with a woman.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Trust with a man. Now, of course, that's not going to always be the case, but I feel like for the most part, women are more trusting of men than men are of women.
Wow.
And that man-woman dynamic in that situation. So, and also, the ways that we build up trust with each other is different. Like, it would take a lot of consistency to build up trust, man and woman, man trusting a woman. But on the other hand, with the woman building up trust with a man, I think what depends on what she's looking for. If she's seeking out a man, then she's just basically coming into this relationship like all the way open and willing until you mess up and give her a reason not to trust you. But men, on the other hand, most times we come in a relationship like, okay, you gotta earn your trust. Not, you just don't get that right off the hand.
I think when it comes with me, and you said it, I didn't look at it that well. I kind of look at it that way, but the way you said it makes a lot of sense. Because with women, when it comes with trust, it's their nature. They're naturally going to be trusting. That's just women. You know what I'm saying? With men, they're going to be on the defense automatically. So that trust isn't there. You know what I'm saying? But makes a lot of sense. But what I was saying about as far as like with hurt and men and women and the difference with that, the men, I said this, and this is not putting men down, but this is just my thoughts and just dealing with men and my experience. Men don't handle it well because it's just them. They just don't deal with it. I think that's just what it is. They don't deal with hurt. So they move on right away. As soon as they feel as they're hurt, they're out. They're gone. But women, as emotional beings, we're able to deal with it because it's our nature. We're able to deal with pain. And I'm not talking about childbirth and all of that stuff like that. I'm not talking about that. That's just our nature. We're able to deal with pain so we can handle it. We get hurt, a dude break our heart, a couple weeks or a month later, we're in a whole new relationship. Not so much forgot about the dude, but we forgot about the pain. And we didn't open our hearts.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
It goes back to our childhood too, pardon self, like how we're raised. You know what I'm saying? It that plays a part on how we handle these things as adults too. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to Antonio about that a little while ago. Like, how we're raised plays a huge part. Don't get me wrong, we got men out here that's emotional too. You know what I'm saying? But it's not their nature. They was raised like that. And it's not to say they have feminine features or feminine dynamics or anything like that. 9 times out of 10, emotional men was raised by a woman, and they love their mama, and they willing to give their heart to these women. You feel what I'm saying? It's just some good men. They are some good
men.
That's
true.
Yes. But let me tell you about those guys, though. A lot of women are not used to them, so they're instantly on the defense like, what is he up to? Because I'm not used to this. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's just a little gem I'm going to give you.
But also with those type of guys who are emotional and love and been raised by women, so they got those attributes, they sometimes get preyed upon by women, though.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 They get preyed upon by women.
Absolutely.
And then that may harden the man, and it would have the same effect on the man that it would have on the woman after years of being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And abused and battered, then that'll make the man shut down and just put up a wall, an emotional
straight wall.
Yeah, and never allow himself to get so deep. This just speaks from man's point of view. Like, you may allow yourself to be in a relationship or even have feelings for the woman, but you will never allow yourself to have full 100% investment into the relationship just because you're protecting yourself, me personally. So when I go into the relationship, I always tell her, like, you At the most, you can earn 85% of my trust. You will never achieve 100% of my trust because I'm just not that trusted anymore.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Wow.
85% is as good as it's going to get. And that's
wow. So that 15%, what happens to that 15% though? Like,
that 15% is always going to be the doubt in my head.
Wow.
Maybe I can't, you know, that's always going to be the what if or the maybe, or she may not be being 100% genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always mm-hmm. going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what everybody feels, though, to be honest. Like,
okay.
you might have a pinch full of people who would give it their all because that's just the type of people that they are, regardless of what they've been through, that would give that 100. You know what I'm saying? Or
right,
that 100
right.
plus. But to say that, wow. And that's not surprising to know that there's so many people out here like that. You know, so my question would be, like, what would it take for a healthy relationship? What would make a healthy relationship?
Okay.
You have 1 minute remaining.
I speak this one from personal experience because I'm in that situation myself.
Okay.
So what it's going to take is a lot of patience, a lot of
mm-hmm.
understanding, a lot of
mm-hmm.
patience, and a lot of love, and some seeking some help. You know, read books, read up on this. Like,
mm-hmm.
you got to really put forth an effort. At the end of the day, that's what it all is. It's going to take a lot of effort. A lot of determination from you not to just walk away from that.
Wow. Well, I thank you for chiming in.
All right, thanks for having me.
He gave you some great feedback. Absolutely. I'm going to make sure next time I'm on that he lets you guys know if you want to add on or whatever, okay? I appreciate it.
Okay,
definitely
great.
Do. Okay.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome. Enjoy your evening.
You do the same.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you for using GTL.
Wow, that was great. I had some great feedback there. That's what's up. That's what I needed. Okay, guys, I'm going to get ready to end this show. I'm not going to play a song because I played enough for today. But I do appreciate those who did chime in and listen today. No biggie, maybe next time. All right, until next time, I want everybody to enjoy this month of September. 2 weeks from now, we will have another show, okay? All right, peace and love.